Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5, Aftershock 2024, Day 4, and a band that Reno is definitely familiar with because we've been all over them for about a year and a half, 2 years now for sure. Currently playing Barely Breathing from the band From Ashes to New. What's up, guys?
Yo, yo, what's up, man? How we feeling?
How's it going?
We're doing good. How you guys doing, man? I mean, you guys had a blistering set out there, and when I say blistering, I mean the hot sun and the music. Tell us about your Aftershock experience for what, the second or third time?
This is the first time.
First time.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was supposed to be the second, but we got COVID. So.
Yes, there you go.
And that was during the heat of COVID, so we were all pretty sick.
Right, yeah, I think it was 2021 you were supposed to be here.
Yep,
there you go. Okay.
So we were cooked in a different way then.
Yeah.
Today we were cooked by the sun, but you know what? I mean, we've played hotter stages, more adverse conditions. I think it was really great. You know, I was just saying to you before we did this is I watched some videos back on people's stories and we sounded incredible. And when you can do that yourself, being your worst critic, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
Like, bring it up and listen to it and go, well, that sounds sick, man. Like, you know, so I'm happy about the set. What about you, Danny?
I think we gave the sun, the energy of the sun, a run for its money.
Right.
So it was good.
Yeah, we, you know, and we talk about our own worst critic. I'm going to go back and listen to all of our interviews.
Yes,
and I'm
going to
say, oh, man, I could have asked that better. I could have said that better. Kevin sounded great, and I sounded like crap.
You throw me when you run out of questions, and I have to think of something off the top of my head.
There you go. And I'm already out, so there you go.
So here's the question. Okay, you guys are hungry. You're going to go eat dinner. But then what? Are you guys taking off, or are you going to stick around and watch some bands?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go watch Falling in Reverse for sure.
Okay.
I have to see who else is scheduled and when. Oh, yeah, Disturbed. That'll be good, too.
Okay.
So definitely going to grab some food, chat with my wife, hang out on the bus in the AC, and then catch some bands.
And did you catch anybody before your set?
No, we haven't had a chance to yet. It was basically like wake up at 10, get everything situated,
right,
get ready, like start to warm up, and it was like our set was at 1:40. So.
Okay.
I was watching the Eagles game, so I wasn't coming off the bus until it was time to play. I'm a diehard Birds fan, so.
And they won
today.
Yeah,
they won, but I mean, they beat the Browns, and the way that they beat them is they're not beating good teams that way, so. So,
yeah,
yes, it was a W to put in the W column.
Well,
but
Dallas Goedert got hurt on the third play.
He did.
And he's on my fantasy team, and that kind of hurt me.
He did.
So.
He is a hammy thing, though. I don't think it's too. Do you see Aiden Hutchinson?
I did not.
They wouldn't even show the replay. The injury was so bad for the Lions, so.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
He snapped his leg?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Aiden snapped his ankle?
His leg.
Oh, that's
yeah.
bad.
So, yeah, so I watched the
so
Eagles
watched
game, and then we came out. Yeah, and you mentioned food. I can smell them cooking it right now, and it smells.
It's literally right there.
Also, you were saying about listening to your stuff back. I just want to circle back on a couple things you say. You're talking about listening to your stuff back. Like, that's what we do as artists, right? Like, we just listen to it over and over and over again. But I think that you gentlemen already won the day with the T-shirts that you guys have. So I'm just going to go ahead and say that it's a success.
Thank you.
And yes, so about a year and a half ago, we had some Rock 104.5 From Ashes to New T-shirts made up, and we gave them to the winners of a backstage meet and greet with From Ashes to New. We did like a little bowling game back there, and it was at the Grand Sierra Resort, and the fans loved it. They had a good time, so they got some shirts, and I was like, hey, we're going to be talking to the guys. We got to wear the shirts today.
Hell yeah. I love that, man. Because, you had the opportunity to wear so many different shirts today, and
exactly.
You chose that one, man.
Hey,
so
you know what?
It's all about
the support and the younger bands. And, look, everybody's got a Disturbed shirt. Everybody's got a Motley Crue shirt. Everybody knows who those bands are.
People who wear Motley Crue shirts don't know who the band is. There's a lot of those people,
well,
too, right?
That's true. That's that three-song rule, right?
Yeah.
You see somebody wearing one. You see a teenager wearing a Motley Crue shirt, you got to ask him, name three songs.
Right. I think it's an Urban Outfitters thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm pretty sure they sell them in there. Good for them, though. I mean, that's sick licensing through all those companies, man. That's where you want to be.
There you go. All right, guys. So let's talk about the new album, Blackout. You guys just released the deluxe version, which features Barely Breathing with Against the Current. And Chrissy from Against the Current, I believe. Tell us about the song. My wife is she loves that song immensely. I mean, on repeat over and over and over again. So talk to us about that one. And it's just climbing the charts, man, at Rock Radio.
Yeah, it reached number 2 It's one spot away from a number
one. Oh, man, we got to get it there.
What was it? It was Falling Universe and Jelly Roll put out a song. It's come on. Like, you know what? Like, what are you going to do?
How are we going to compete
with
that?
So it's like, that was solidified at the number one spot for like 7 weeks. So we're like, well, I mean, number two behind that, can't complain.
Right,
so, the song itself, we knew from the moment that we wrote it and heard the first mixes back, we were like, this is going to be the big song of the record.
Right.
This is going to be the big one. So, and it was the highest charting single we've ever had. It was our most successful single we've ever had. People scream the lyrics to us live. It's awesome.
Right. I was a big fan of Hate Me Too. I mean, I love that song. A lot of great songs on the record. Nightmare. Is another one. So many great hits that we've already played. What's coming next after Burly Breathing? Are you guys working on another single, or is it on to the next record? What are we looking at?
Yeah, what is the deal there? Do we have anything else coming down the pipeline?
No.
He's like, our rep isn't here. We don't know. Label rep, where are we
right
at?
Now, we're writing, but we're being super specific about what we do, because, you know, one of the things that we hear quite often is, man, this band is so damn good live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't I pay more attention to them? And, you know, I mean, it is what it is. It's a very saturated market in music, right? Everyone's got their choice. And with the streaming the way that it is, you can just listen to one song of whatever and move on. There's a lot of opportunity to be overlooked if you're not really making gigantic waves in the studio side of things. So,
right.
We feel as a live band, we've been making a lot of waves. We've been picking up tons of fans the way that we play and perform on stage. And, you know, we went from a 200-ticket band to a 500-ticket band to an 800-ticket band to now a 1,000-plus ticket band. So it's like, you know, you build that and you grind. It's kind of like you get out there in front of people and you bring the fans in. And they're like, oh, I didn't know they were this good. And then we want to do that in the studio side of things. That's the point. And we want to be able to have that music hit people at home and them go, I cannot live without going out to a From Ashes to New show.
And with that all being said, do you credit a lot of these festivals for that? Is that the good thing about these festivals for a band like you still trying to come up and earn your way? And it's like, okay, we got, you know, 30, 40,000 people out there. And so you got a captive audience so you can reach a whole different crowd.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different ways to approach it. That's definitely one of them, right? But again, it's cherry picking, right? You got to get those people to fall in love with you. What's the first experience? It's like when you hear your favorite song from a band and then you're like, oh, they never wrote a song like that ever again. You know what I mean? Well, it's because that's the one that you emotionally relate to, right? So that's what you have to do at a festival. That's what you have to do at a show. And you have to do that over and over and over again to the point where they feel like they can't live without you. And if you can get someone to feel like they can't live without you, they're going to come see you every time. I'll go ahead and name drop someone here that's here today, and you did too, about seeing Fall in Reverse. Ronnie Radke is so good at making people realize that they can't live without whatever he's doing.
Right.
They have to pay attention to it, right? Mm-hmm. And regardless of whichever avenue you're taking to achieve that, he's doing a genius job at it in multiple different avenues. But, like, you know, whatever avenue you're taking to achieve that, you got to do it the best. And we've done it really well in a lot of different avenues, and now we want to do it, like, not that we haven't done it with our music and our records, but we want to do it to the 10th power. And that's our approach while we go into our off-time, non-touring time, is to make sure that we perfect everything and that we're super precious about how we approach our art.
So that leads into a couple of different questions. The first one is going to be, talk to us and tell our listeners kind of what your songwriting process is and how you guys collaborate and figure out, okay, this is going to be the song that reaches so-and-so.
I think we've, in a lot of ways, we've found that, like, you know, we get in the studio and we all work together. That's one way of doing it. Sometimes the lyrics come first. Sometimes a melody comes first. Sometimes, like, a chord progression with a beat comes first. And there's so many different ways to go about it. You know, there's a thousand different ways to skin a cat, right? So, sometimes someone will go off and write something and bring it to the table, and then somebody else can have fresh ears on it and be like, oh, dude, this sounds great. I totally hear this happening here or that happening there. So we are taking every possible approach so that we can get the best out of what we can create as a group.
Super collaborative.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing's just one big collab, right? Like, we're all talented writers, I feel like, in this band, so everyone gets their opportunity to kind of get their stab at making the song better.
So is there one primary lyricist, or do you guys,
I would say,
you
Matt
know,
writes.
It around?
I would say if you really get honest and you boil it down, Matt is responsible for, I think, a lot of the lyrical ideas and actual lyrics, and we kind of help get that ship to its destination as the rest of us. And melodies can come from anywhere. the drums a lot of time, like our drummer Maddie and I will work a lot on when it comes to riffs. Like Lance and I work a lot on like the riffs. I would say Matt is lyrically a driving force behind the band and the driving force behind like the vision.
Okay. And then the
You'd
other
question. Right in saying that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty awesome.
And then the other question is, you talked about, you know, touring and winding down and ending the tour. What do you do when you're not rock stars?
I go home and fucking work. That's what I'm about right now. So I'm going to go home and start working on music.
You're just going to work on music.
Yep.
No family time, no nothing.
Well, yeah,
like
I'll be home with my wife. I'm going to, you know.
Leave it out. But you said I go home and fucking work.
Yeah.
But you mean
those are two separate things.
Those are two separate things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck and I work.
Yeah. Yeah. We're workaholics, right? And I think that to get ahead in an industry that's so overpopulated with people who are very good at what they do, like you got to really, really, really work hard, right? So that's one thing. We do work hard. I have a family. I have two kids, wife, house, the whole nine. So I like to spend as much time with them as I can. I also like to watch football a lot. So
and where's home?
For me, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And for him, it's Rochester, New York.
Wow. And you guys, you know, coexist pretty well then. Yeah. Interesting.
Wait, would you say we coexist pretty well?
Yeah
it's not too bad, right?
New York,
well, he's Canadian, so.
Oh, you're from Canada?
No.
No, he's from Rochester. It's based.
He's Canadian.
Yeah. It's like Canada's ball sack.
Yeah, I'm from the south side of Lake Ontario, calls me Canadian.
All right.
So he talks like he's Canadian.
As somebody who is from Buffalo, New York,
so you get it.
I was born I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. Left there when I was 11 years old, and then got to Reno when I was like 14.
You
but
can
he
leave.
Still
Buffalo.
Has the accent, so I want you to pronounce the name of their band.
From ashes to new.
Yeah. He does it too. Hey, what color is his shirt?
White.
No, stop it. You tried that.
No, it comes out the most with the word fire. Fire.
Fire. Fire.
Instead of fire.
Fire. Fire.
But then I make fun of him. I was like, fire. He's like,
My accent is way worse.
Right.
So the word like pull.
Okay.
Like I'm pulling on something
right.
is in my accent is the same as the thing that you swim in.
Okay.
So they're both pool.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like only when he started correcting me did I actually know that they were different. So it's the same thing with like making a fool of yourself and man, I'm really full right now.
Okay.
Or this is the funniest one because he says I sound like Dan Rather. For some reason when I say the word wool.
Wool?
It goes
wool?
Way down here. Like W-O-O-L? Like
wool.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Yeah, wool. Wool.
Right.
Wool.
Wool.
Yeah, but like you guys are like wool.
Wool.
I'm like wool.
What? Look, I don't.
Do what I do.
You also put L's on the end of some things, like drawl.
Yes.
Drawl.
Yes, drawl.
Okay, so if you're drawling something.
Okay. Yeah, I don't drawl it. I drawl it.
Oh, boy. Accent lessons with From Ashness to
That's right. And you know what? That is, if you listen to our music now, go listen to our song Heartache. And in that song, you will hear my thick Pennsylvania, almost Philadelphia accent come out.
Okay.
And it's funny is I never realized it till I was listening to it back. And there's a part in there where I say, stranded in the dark, abandoned in the part of a planet that's whatever it is. Anyway,
right.
But the words are, I say, dark and park and it's like so stranded in the dork and like I didn't know that
right
until I listened to it back and I'm like I sound like an idiot. What am I doing right now?
Oh man, this is great. We are speaking with the guys from Ashes to New. Thank you guys so much for coming out and you know giving us some great music to play here at Rock 104.5 because again you know Hate Me Too, Nightmare, Barely Breathe, and I mean so much great stuff. And so we look forward to seeing what 2025 has to offer and hopefully getting you back into Reno very soon. I know the crowd at the Grand Sierra Resort loved you guys. In my opinion, the show that you were on, you guys stole the show.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
You guys were my favorite band on that bill.
Which tour was that?
In this moment, Motionless and White,
there
and Fit for King.
Okay. That's thank
such
you.
A good tour.
Yep. In this moment, and Motionless and White blew me away that night as well.
They're really good. They're so good.
Yeah, they were great. So
those
Motionless
guys are
and White,
so, and they're all just as awesome people too. So.
And From Ashes to New, I mean, you guys both were great that night. So thank
Appreciate
you very
that,
much
man.
For that.
Thank you.
And look forward to more.
Hell yeah, let's do it.